2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources, except you don't have Boyd Matheson today. You have me, Leah Murray, and my friend Taylor Morgan. Taylor, as always, it's a pleasure spending 2 hours chatting about the news of the day.
That flew by, Leah.
Right? It always does. But also today, my goodness.
Yeah, what a whirlwind.
What a day. Like, our first hour was intense.
We kicked the show off in the very first segment by going live, breaking live to the press conference with the special counsel Jack Smith, essentially talking about the lengthy indictment that the DOJ just unsealed, indicting former President Donald J. Trump. Look, we still have a lot to talk about getting into those charges. It does appear to be fairly significant, consequential. I would say, Leah, it feels different and seems different than some of the other charges that Donald Trump is facing elsewhere. I'm not an attorney. I'm not an expert. I have read through the top lines of the indictment, but I haven't read every word.
Right.
But that's my reaction, right?
Right. So my reaction is, I'd rather talk about something else at the end of our 2 hours, if that's okay with you.
I love it. It's the weekend. It's Friday
the weekend.
Afternoon.
Let's move off of the national news and let's focus on the fact that a couple of months ago, a group in Salt Lake City announced it's pursuing bringing a Major League Baseball franchise to the state.
Big League Utah.
And I am so happy. Baseball is my favorite sport.
I know, Leah. I know this about you. I love it about you. The only problem I have.
There is no problem.
Leah.
Go.
The only problem I have is that you and I can talk about baseball. I spend 30% of my waking hours at kids' baseball games. I love baseball. But Leah, you're a Yankees fan.
I am a Yankees fan.
I don't want to talk about baseball with you.
Dude, I'm from. Why? Because we are the best?
I don't want. Exactly.
It must be hard.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Leah, why are you a Yankees fan?
Because I grew up in New York.
Okay. That's
and my dad grew up in New York, and it's called family tradition and loyalty.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So,
but if Utah gets a team,
that's exactly
I will be here.
I was going, Leah, because with baseball, and maybe this is just me, but baseball is unique in sports in that there's this nostalgia. The geography of baseball to me is so compelling. And of course, the fact that you're from New York makes it excusable, I guess, that you're a Yankees fan. But if we get a team here in Utah, then Utahns won't have to look elsewhere teams to follow. They will have their hometown team win or lose. They will cheer and be fans
of that team.
Root
for the home team,
which
will be here. So here's the deal. If we get a baseball team, they have to play somewhere. And I don't think there's a Major League Baseball park. And I am someone who just went to Fenway last week because I went to a Boston Red Sox game.
Humble brags.
So I'm just going to say,
What did you wear your Yankees shirt to Fenway?
I did not because I was rooting for the home team.
You're a coward.
No,
because
I'm
you're not
polite.
A real Yankees fan, then I guess, huh?
No, well, if they were playing the Yankees, man, I would have had my Yankees gear. They
That's
were playing
fair.
The Reds, so no. And so Fenway's gorgeous. I have been to Denver Stadium, Yankee Stadium. I have been it's not a collector of the stadiums, but anytime I'm somewhere, and there's a baseball game, I'm going to watch the baseball game. So. So this is the rub. This is the political question. If we have a baseball team, we need to have a baseball stadium that is a Major League Baseball level stadium, right?
Yes.
Like it's got a level up. So talk to me about what that looks like and who's paying for it.
Well, it's very expensive, Leah, is kind of the first thing. Salt Lake City, maybe to take a step back, Salt Lake City has historically been seen as a amazing venue for baseball. Dirk's Field back in the day was widely acclaimed nationwide as having one of the best views and best backdrops, in all of baseball. We had major league teams coming here for exhibition games in the 60s and 70s.
Because it was just so pretty.
Because of the picturesque location of Dirk's Field and what is now Smith's Ballpark. Salt Lake City is a beautiful backdrop. It is a beautiful place for a outdoor venue, a stadium like that. We just earlier, just not too long ago, several weeks ago, this group, Big League Utah, led by the Miller family, Gail Miller, they announced in partnership with Rocky Mountain Power that they were starting this new organization, this new effort to bring a Major League Baseball team to Salt Lake City. They released some sketches of what a stadium could look like, where it would be out here just on this corridor adjacent to I-80 and just west of downtown Salt Lake City, just south of, I believe, the Fair Park, State Fair Park area. Right now, it is not a great place because it has been a power industrial facility, but the plans look really exciting. It's a great place to put a ballpark, but Leah, it's not going to be cheap.
And who pays for it? So if the Miller family and the group that they are leading, do they come to the city and they say, give us this land and we will develop this? Or is it the case that people in Salt Lake City, or does it become a statewide venture, right, Taylor, where the whole state's got to put some taxpayer money behind it?
Yeah, it's a good question. The land where the proposed stadium would be is owned by Rocky Mountain Power, so it is already privately owned. And the presumption there is that they would donate or give that land essentially for the development of not only the ballpark, but surrounding businesses and residential areas.
So pause right there. The assumption is, or, I mean, has anyone asked Rocky Mountain Power?
That was what was described at the press conference
Gotcha.
Several weeks ago. I haven't read it in detail, so I'm speculating to
Gotcha.
Be clear. But that's my understanding of it, Leah. The Miller family is stepping up, saying they're committed to funding the stadium. They didn't get into the details of what percentage or how much or
Gotcha.
Project what it would cost. But I think it is safe to say, Leah, that to make this happen, it could very well involve some taxpayer dollars. I think we saw that with the Olympics here in Utah. Right?
Yeah.
We had massive infrastructure needs. We had to build venues. We expanded I-15 and other roads. It was incredibly expensive to host the Olympics, but Utah certainly benefited in numerous ways. We have infrastructure. We have tracks. We have Front Runner. We have a lot of assets that we still use today were paid for by tax dollars in order to host the Olympics.
Right. So let's just pause right here in the politics of this. So Deseret News, Hinckley, just ran a poll to see what people thought about it, Taylor, and 15% strongly support, 32% somewhat support. So that's like, you know, 47%, right?
Yeah.
And then we've
yeah.
got 50% on the opposition side.
Yeah.
So 20% somewhat opposed, 30% strongly opposed. So this doesn't seem like an easy sell.
Well,
right?
I would say that, look, it's within the margin of error. It's an even 50-50 at this point. And my guess is that if it's not a done deal, right? Utah is competing against other cities and venues for either a relocation
right,
or an expansion team.
Right, so I've got a list.
Team.
It's like Portland, right. Nashville, Charlotte, Montreal are all also possible expansion
yeah,
sites.
Yeah, so it's not a done deal. It's not a sure thing, Leah. If we do get a Major League Baseball team in Salt Lake City, I feel pretty confident that a strong, vast majority of Utahns will be so thrilled and so excited by that that they will support the use of some taxpayer money to do it.
Is that? But do you think that has to be a result of – so maybe this 50-50 is we don't know yet.
It's too early.
It's too early. And
no.
Maybe the 50-50 is not everyone even thought about it. So, but you're saying, look, here's the deal. Once we're on the table and we are in the game, it's going to be easy to make that sell.
Yeah, it's not theoretical. It's not just a possibility. It's a real thing. Look, Utahns get very excited about their professional sports teams. We were very excited to host the Olympics. We are also in the running to host the Olympics again. If we actually get a Major League Baseball team here in Salt Lake City, I think Utahns will jump at that opportunity and they'll be very supportive of a responsible and limited use of taxpayer money to do it.
All right. Taylor Morgan, it was fabulous spending 2 hours with you.
Yankees
listeners.
Suck, Leah. The Yankees suck.
They do not. They do not. Everyone else, come on back on Monday for more Inside Sources, and hopefully Boyd will be back with you.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.
SLS.
FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.